I went into detail last week about a serial sex offender named Shonit Kumar Denwa, who's still operating as a homeopath in Sydney in the northwest somewhere. Cherrybrook, I think. Shonit Kumar Denwa committed an act of indecency against a young female police officer who was posing as a schoolgirl in the waiting room of a music school in Sydney Northwest back in August 2011. Police set up a sting after reports Denwa had been moving furniture around the waiting room so he could sit near children and expose himself. Not captured on film. Denwa was convicted of committing an act of indecency with a person 16 years or over after masturbating in front of the police officer. He was given an 18-month good behaviour bond, a $1,000 fine. The good behaviour bond was later overturned in appeal, but the conviction stood, and he had to pay the $1,000. That's unacceptable, but anyway, he did. Last year, I was told how Denwa was masturbating in public at Bunnings at Marsden Park in Sydney's northwest. He went to court and claimed he was relieving pressure on his groin, which he was, but not in the way that he described. He told the court he had a hernia. He was convicted of one count of committing an act of indecency and will be sentenced next month. This grub, who used to be a prison officer until corrective services sacked him, is still working as a homeopath in Sydney, treating unsuspecting members of the public. Last year, after receiving word of his latest offence at Bunnings, we got in contact with New South Wales Health to find out whether he could be deregistered as a homeopath. They came back with this statement. Since 2008, homeopaths, as unregistered health practitioners, have been subject to a code of conduct under the Public Health Act and regulation. New South Wales has a very comprehensive health complaint system that involves the ACCC, which can investigate complaints and may take a prohibition order against any unregistered health practitioner who breaches the code of conduct and poses a risk to the public. Any complaints against a homeopath or health practitioner should be made to the ACCC. With this in mind, we made a complaint on behalf of the public to the ACCC, citing our concerns that someone like Shonit Kumar Denwa being allowed to treat people with medical conditions given his convictions and his, predilection for doing what he does to himself. 7 months later, the wheels of government move slowly in New South Wales. We've heard back from the ACCC. They say, after you wrote to us last year, the commission examined the case about Mr. Denwa to consider the options available. We received advice that where a homeopath engages in this sort of conduct outside of practising homeopathy, the commission does not have the power to take action. Given the serious nature of the conduct, the Commission is notifying the relevant homeopathy membership organisations of the conviction. So because he didn't do it while he was treating a patient, but rather was treating himself, if you know what I mean, the ACCC can't do anything. I sincerely hope when they say the relevant homeopathy membership organisations, they're not talking about the Australian Register of Homeopaths because it won't do much good at all. We've already spoken to Dr. Nick Goodman, the Secretary of the Australian Register of Homeopath, about why their organisation still registers this creature as a homeopath on their website. Somehow, Dr. Goodman wasn't aware of the Bunnings offence, but told us in terms of the first offence at the music school in Dural, there was considerable doubt as to whether he committed a crime. And the only evidence to convict Mr. Denwa was the word of a policewoman. This bloke's a GP, by the way, Nick Goodman. He's also a homeopath. They tell me a GP who has a homeopath as a patient is in real danger. Well, given that he's both a GP and a homeopath, he might be real danger to himself. You'd think that someone with training in legitimate medical science would not be talking about the witch doctory of homeopath, but he is. Anyway, he's still a homeopath. All I can say is if you are recommended to go and see anyone or you see an ad somewhere for a fellow by the name of Shonit Kumar Denwa, you give him a wide berth, because he might just treat himself as well as treat you.